We're back, and we're speaking with civil rights activist, our friend and family member, Reverend Al Sharpton. But, you know, I've been in a couple scraps. In any scrap I've ever been in, when I felt attacked or in danger, I never put my hands in my pocket. He had his hands in his pocket. That's how comfortable he was. And when the other officer said, "I don't have a pulse, I don't feel a pulse," he
Yep.
We need some mandatory sentencing, man. So,
let me say this is something I want to say. Through all of these struggles, I'm talking about from Trayvon, Gina Six back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, getting President Obama in. You talking about I was there. Steve was there. Steve has been black when it wasn't fashionable. When I see a lot of artists and entertainers coming out supporting us, I remember when only Steve was there, and Steve would call me, "You need anything?" We had a great friend of ours, Greg Calhoun, who say, "Steve called, say y'all all right." So that's why on the morning I'm doing this last funeral, I was so honored and happy to talk to a soldier, because that's what Steve was. When it wasn't popular, you was always there. That's why I tell people, if they say Steve Harvey's meeting with a bear, y'all better look and hope the bear can get out of the meeting, all right? Because Steve will.
That's right, Reverend Al. You better preach.
I appreciate you saying that, Reverend.
Amen again.
But 50 years, you've been out front for us. And look, man, I said in a podcast last night I was doing with Dr. Bernice King, Reverend King's daughter.
Right.
It's right now. Protesting, I said, I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, but protesting seems to me like a young person's sport right now. Because, see, the viciousness of these police now with the tear gas and the rubber bullets, and they knocking white girls down now and shooting white girls with rubber bullets now. You got to be able to run if you're going to protest. You got to be able to change direction. You got to be able to get up off the ground, roll out the way. You got to be able to get slapped with a shield. So, you know, and I'm just so proud of these young people out here in these streets, man. Because they tired. And I just want them to take this same fervor to the polls.
That's right.
Because they, just like they making a difference now, they will make a difference at the poll.
They will. And if they take that fervor, and not only vote for who's at the top, but vote for who's the prosecutor, who's the district attorney, who are the people at the bottom. That's who set policing up. And that's I tell them that as we build toward this march, August 28th, and I'm out there marching, and I'm in my 60s, but I get up 4 in the morning, I work out. Let me tell you how you stay in shape. You get up early, you work out early, you tone yourself up, you watch what you eat, and you turn on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's what you do, Mr. Al.
Hey, Reverend Al, I know you're going this morning to do the last eulogy for Brother Floyd. We thank you, man. I know you're going to be special today. It was an excellent eulogy the other day, we expect nothing less from you, man. And thank you for all the years, brother, and continue the good fight, man, because we need soldiers like you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless all of you. Love you.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Al Sharpton on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Reverend Al.
George Floyd's funeral. Yeah. Yeah, that was Reverend Al Sharpton. You know, man, he has just been a dude that has been solid for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can always count on him. Mm-hmm. He's there. He don't run from nothing. He stays factual. He's on top of it. And he out front. And above all else, he ain't scared.
No.
No, he's not.
Have you noticed, man, that they stopped CNN, Fox, they stopped messing with Al. You know, what they've done is they're trying to get fresher, younger voices now.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Because Al be hammering their ass.
Yes.
And I did say ass while I was talking to Reverend Bruce.
Yes, you did.
Accident. I was trying to
find every possible way to embarrass us all.
I ain't never going to church with you.
That's ever.
You don't know how
it
is.
Hey, y'all, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.